Blog Talk Radio. Tonight is Apostle Geraldine Clark. She'll be coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen, after an announcement and another song. But you better give God some praise today. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes, you better praise Him. You better thank God for this day, folks, and know that for the believer, we are in a spiritual war. But guess what? We win. In Jesus' name, we win every time. Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with your host tonight, Apostle Geraldine Clark. Ladies and gentlemen, she is coming out of Florida. This is one of the best ministries on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Faith, the Glory Ministries, ladies and gentlemen. Out of Florida, you better give God some praise for the woman of God coming up later on. Thank you so much, Apostle. Yeah. Hey, guys, you can follow Apostle Geraldine Clark on Facebook as well. We'll give you some more information about that a little later on. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Hey, I want you guys to put that number out there, 347-843-4559. That is the call-in number where you can listen to the show live. If you have a prayer request or a comment later on for Apostle, we'll be glad to open up the lines later on for you if you'd like to say a few words. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. The number, 347-843-4559, where we give God all the praise and all the glory. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We thank everybody listening live right now, those listening via the internet. Thank you so much for joining us on the network. Hey, we'll be right back after this next song here, and we're going to give God some praise for this one as well. God bless you.
If you've ever needed God to come through for you, and He did, this is a celebration of the grace of God. Let's go. Kim Burrell.
My testimony is real. Yeah. Came this far by faith.
Just me.
is good. I want you to know wherever you need God's grace, it's always sufficient, on time, and exactly what you need.
The globe. This is Straight to the Point with Apostle Gerald A. Clark. Come up in a few seconds. Yeah. We got it. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is part of Straight to the Point, Faith to Glory Ministries, ladies and gentlemen, with Apostle Gerald A. Clark tonight. And we don't want to wait any longer because we want to hear the word of the Lord from the woman of God tonight. So welcome, Apostle Clark. Welcome to the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good evening, good night, good morning, radio listeners. Yes, don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast with Apostle Geraldine Clark. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that the just shall live by faith. I thank you, Father, for your presence here tonight. God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, we exalt you tonight, God. We lift you up and we magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank you, God, for your presence here tonight. God, I'm asking that you will minister to the spirits of your people, those that are listening, God, that you will minister to their ears. You will minister to their heart. You will minister to their mind tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we will forever give you glory. We'll forever give you honor and we'll forever give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Make teaching and preaching easy. I say make it easy. And God, somebody need a miracle today. Somebody need a breakthrough, God, that only you can do in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I'm asking that you will let me down into the storehouse that I'll be able to minister to the spirits of your people, that you will be glorified. I say, God, that you will be glorified, and God will forever give you the praise. I say, God, I say, I will forever give you the honor and the glory, because I know that it was the grace of God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Glory be to God that you have shown toward us as your people. I thank you, God, for what you're doing now in this earth realm. I thank you now, God, that things are changing, things are shifting, things are turning. I say things are turning in the favor of your people. I thank you, God, for your miraculous hand here. Oh, come on, radio listeners. Come on, those of you, amen, that's listening to Straight to the Point. Hallelujah. With Dr. Delores Henderson also. Amen. Apostle Geraldine Clark. Hallelujah. I'm on. Hear me, radio listeners. I'm on here with Dr. Delores Henderson. Amen. On she's on the first and the third. Fourth Monday, amen, and I am on, hallelujah, the second and the third, hallelujah, Monday of each month, and I'm looking forward to those of you under the sound of my voice. I want you to call, I want you to text, I want you to invite the people in tonight. I want to take some prayer calls, I want to pray. I feel an anointing of prayer. I feel an anointing of prayer. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I pray, man, God, that I need someone that will stand in the gap, that stand in the hedges for my people. Glory be to God. If you need prayer, you know, amen, you want to stand in the gap for someone else in prayer, I want you to dial this number, 347-843-559. Yes, I want you to dial that number. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to move in your behalf. That's 347-843-559. 4559. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am excited about, amen, the will of God and the word of the Lord. And I believe those of you under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, that needs a breakthrough, glory be to God. I want you to know that God wants to cause you to have a breakthrough. Remember, the Lord began to deal with us, amen, during the beginning of the year. Amen. I'm always reverting back to the beginning. God, amen, in the beginning was the word. Come on. And the word was God, and the word became flesh, and it dwelled among men. Hallelujah. I say, in the beginning, the Lord began to tell us, he said, this is going to be a year of great results. I need to talk to somebody that needs some results. Y'all need to call in because I want to pray. I want to prophesy into your life, amen, of results. Hallelujah. That you will get results. Glory be to God. I say, God, do it for the people. Hey, I say, do it that the people will know that you are God. Somebody's been getting weary, but I heard you say it in your words, you be not weary and well-doing, for they shall reap if they faint not. Yes, dial that number, 347-843-4559. Hallelujah. I say, if you're looking for results, you believe that this word, amen, that the Lord is bringing forth tonight is for you. If you have a loved one that's sick, if you have someone that need a miracle, hallelujah, I want you to call in tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The intercessors are standing in the gap. I thank God for those of you that are standing in the gap for the body of Christ, the men and women of God that we know not of, those that are standing in the gap in the four corners of the earth. God, I thank you now for your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for those that are responding to your word. I thank you, God, that they are responding. The people are responding. I thank you and praise you, God, for favoring your people during this season and this time. I thank you, God, that your word is alive. You said that this is the year. I say this is the year. This is the year. Hallelujah for those. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that have been through devastating calamity and survived. Those that have been in a hard place. God say, I want to bring you to easy street now. I want to bring you to easy street. I want to make things easy for you. In spite of everything going on in this earth realm, the Lord is saying to you, I want to bring you on an easy street. I want to bring you into that place, hallelujah, into that land that I promised you. Y'all don't believe God. I need somebody here tonight that believes God in spite of their circumstances and in spite of their situation, and they're trusting God at his word. Somebody say, it's in the word. Come on. I say, you got to know, believers, how to rely on the word. I say, God, I'm saying to you, God, now, where are the intercessors? Where are the people, glory be to God, that need a miracle? Maybe I'm the only one that needs a miracle. Lord God, and I'm asking that you will move miraculous in my life, huh? I say, there's somebody that is listening to this radio broadcast. God wants to work a miracle in your life. I say, we have not because we act not. God wants to reveal himself to you. Glory be to God. Is there anybody that need a word from the Lord? Is there anybody that need a breakthrough? Is there anybody that need a healing? Is there anybody that need a deliverance? The Lord said, I'm here. I've come to heal you. I've come to deliver you. Glory be to God. Dial this number, 347-843-4559. There you go, 347. Let me slow down for you. 347-843-4559. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I bless God, amen, for the anointing here. Glory be to God on this radio broadcast. Truly, believers, amen. I bless God for this opportunity to be before you today. I'm excited about, amen, when it comes time for, amen, straight to the point broadcast. I bless God once again, amen, for the great woman of God, amen, Dr. Dolores Henderson, awesome apostolic prophetic woman of God, amen, a woman in season, a woman in her due season. I want you to know, amen, that God says you're in your due season, glory be to God, that which is due to you, huh? I say, there's some money due to somebody, and I hear the Lord say, I want to bring it to you because it's due to you. I know the enemy is trying, amen, to steal it, but he cannot have it in this season because it's due to you. I say, this is the year that nothing lost, nothing missing, and nothing stolen will manifest in your life. I say, there's nothing that the enemy will be able to take from you. If he stole it, he got to get it back. I say, there are some things that were stolen from some of you. The Lord said, the enemy's going to have to repay you. I say, I believe the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say, the enemy is going to have to repay you. I say, God said, I'm going to repay you for the years that the locusts, the canker worms, and the pummel worms have ended up in your life. Is there anybody out there that needs a breakthrough? Is there anybody that needs a miracle? Lord, I thank you for your miraculous hand right now. I thank you for moving upon your people in the name of you. I thank and praise you, Father God, for making a way. I say, I want you to know, ready or listening, that God will make a way in the wilderness. I don't know who it been. Somebody has been in a very hard place, and it seems as though, amen, all hope is gone. I come to tell you, there's hope in Christ. Huh? I say, there is hope in Christ. Hondo. I say, there is hope in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When all else is failed, I say, there's hope in Christ. And God, I thank you now for your manifestation of your hand upon your people. And we give God the glory. I say, come on, give God the glory tonight. Come on, give God praise tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. But hallelujah. Is there anybody, amen, that needs the Lord to move? Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for moving on the behalf of your people in the name of Jesus. Those that we know not of. Glory be to God. I thank you for the posture of prayer tonight. Glory be to God. Somebody needs a breakthrough tonight, and only you can do it, God. We're standing in the gap tonight on the behalf of your people. I thank you, God, that the intercessors that are standing in the gap, God, I'm asking, God, that you are moving their behalf in the name of Jesus. The men and women of God that are chiming in, those that the enemy is trying to distract tonight, that they will not respond to your sound. Hallelujah. We break the bars of iron in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we command you by the power and your authority to loose your hold off of them mentally, emotionally, in the name of Jesus. And they're responding by faith. They're coming to the broadcast now in Jesus' name. God, I thank you now for the moving of your spirit. Somebody, amen, businesses, they've been struggling in their business. But I hear the Lord say, I want to move in your behalf. I want to stand in the gap for you. I say, I've sent the intercessors to stand in the gap for you. I just need you to respond to me. I need you to respond to me. I want you to dial that number. I want you to dial 347-843-4559. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, I thank you right now for the moving of your spirit. And we give God all the glory. I say, we give God all the honor and all the praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, let me go here. Amen. Get your Bibles, if you will. Amen. Hallelujah. Red bonded. I need y'all to get your Bibles. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I need you all to get the word of the Lord. Heaven and earth will pass, but the word of God will stand. And the Lord began to say that this is the year, amen, I'm always, amen, prophetic men and women of God, they're very sensitive to the voice of God, and we move by the Spirit of the living God. And the Lord is saying to me, he say, tell the people that I'm opening doors. This is the year of the door. I say, this is the year of the door. I say, God himself, for many of you, I say, there's been doors that were shut in your face, but this is the year, this is the time that God said, I'm opening doors. And when God opened the door, amen, it's a done deal. Somebody say, Lord, open the door. I say, open the door. The doors, amen, give us access. God, give us access into the kingdom. Give your people access that they will go. That they will go beyond the blockage and the hindrance of the enemies in the name of Jesus. But they will tread upon the serpents and the scorpions as they walk through the doors. Come on. I say walk through the doors. Hallelujah. Walk through the doors even in the midst of the darkness. God say, I'm opening doors. Hallelujah. Walk there
in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your presence right now. I thank you for the movement of your spirit as you give these men and women opportunities. Amen. Doors is represent opportunity. Men of you, God said, this is the year that I'm giving you an opportunity. I know you've been in a hard place, and I know you felt like you was left alone, but I come to tell you that this is the year that I'm going to give you an opportunity. This is why I would say unto those of you under the sound of my voice, the Lord said, I'm opening the door, hallelujah. I'm opening the gate, and I'm opening the window. I, the Lord thy God, is opening the door. I, the Lord thy God, is giving you access. Somebody give God praise. It's nothing like believers when God gives you access. It's nothing alike when God opened a door. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Thank you. I need you to call in. Amen. I need those of you under the sound of my voice to call in. I need to know that you're responding to the sound. I need to know, hallelujah, that is thy labor in vain, because if you're not listening, if you're not going to abide here, there's no sense in us being here. Amen. We need listening orders that are responding. Glory be to God, because God's saying, those of you that respond, I only bless you when you respond. Obedience brings breakthrough. Ooh, that's another level. That's another dimension that the saints of God, hallelujah, that we have to get into and realizing that obedience is what brings us breakthrough. Come on. Not your good look, not your Gucci, nor your Versace, hallelujah, but obedience to the voice of God brings breakthrough. Hallelujah. There's a prophetic, apostolic word that the Lord is releasing to you tonight. Hallelujah. Are you going to respond by faith? Holla. Are you going to respond by faith in the name of Jesus? Are you going to lunge out in the deep? Are you going to walk on water? Are you worrying about what folks going to say? Are you going to worry about who going to hear me? Are you going to worry? When you need a miracle from God, it doesn't matter who hear me. I was talking to a woman of God, and she was saying, I don't want nobody to know, amen, that I got this and they did that. Listen here, when you need a miracle, when you need a breakthrough, it doesn't matter who it is. Come on. I said, if God can use an ass, surely he can use your enemy. Come on, somebody. So why are you getting in the way of God and allowing God not to do what he needs to do, because you're saying, I don't want none from him. I don't want none from her. That's a form of pride. Lord, I done lost somebody right there, because we as the body of Christ, the spirit of pride have come in. Many of us have lost many possessions that the Lord gave us because of our pride. Instead of reaching out for help, we lied dormant. Come on. We said, back and let the enemy soak and filth and took what belongs to us. But the Lord said, this is the year, amen, that I want to restore. Come on. This is the year that I want to call those of you that the enemy, come on, had tried to tie up, many of you that the enemy tried to bind up. Hallelujah. I want you to know that this is the year of open doors. I said, this is the year of opportunities. This is the year that God is making a way. I feel glory here today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I say, open doors. Hallelujah. I say, everything that has been trying to hinder the move of God, every blockage that been even in this radio wave, every stop, every hindrance that been trying to come in to keep the broadcast from not going to the plateau and to the depth in the rim of the spirit that needs to be, I say, we bind it. I say, we sever it now in the name of Jesus. I say, and it burned by fire. Every blockage and every hindrance, come on, it burned by fire. That's right, that's right, that's right. Burned by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Every hindrance, burned by fire. Every evil form, hallelujah. Every plug that is not plugged, come on. I said, you got to begin to put the plugs in the right place. You got to learn how to connect. Come on. You got to learn how to connect it to the right source. Come on. I said, we got to learn how to connect with Jesus. I said, we're trying to connect the flesh. We're trying to build the kingdom of God in our flesh. It's not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Somebody say, open doors. Hato. Hey, Lord, I thank you. The Lord began to talk to the church at Philadelphia, huh? Amen. It's Revelation. Let's go to Revelation, the third chapter. Let's start at the seventh verse. I feel like pressing my way. Come on, intercessors. Come on, radio listeners. Come on, increase. Somebody dial that number. Dial your friends. Come on, dial your enemy. Come on, somebody. Dial somebody that needs a healing tonight. There's somebody that is listening. Dial that number so that, amen, God can move on the behalf of your loved one. I say, connect to the plug. Come on. I say, any two touch and agree on anything. I hate the Lord. Lord, say I'm in the midst. Dial 347-843-4559. 347-843-4559. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to the angels of the church of Philadelphia, write these things, said he. He that is holy, he that is true, he that have of David, I say, remember, there's a key. I say, there's a key right there. For many of you, God is trying to give you keys. Amen. Anytime you're going in the door, you need a key. You need access to get in it. I say this prayer, and as you respond tonight by faith, that's the key. Come on. It takes the key, hallelujah, to unlock the door. Glory be to God. Now, the key of David, glory be to God. He that openeth and no man can shut it. Hear me. I say God saying tonight, hallelujah, I'm giving you the key. I come on, intercessors. Come on, radio listeners. Come on, men and women of God that will respond now by faith. God said, I want to give you the key to David, the key of David. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he that openeth. And no man can shut it. And he that shut it, and no man can open. Oh, my God, I thank you for your presence here. That's where you are. That's where many of you right there are. I say, God, I'm going to give you the key. That's why he said, I want to pray for you tonight. He said, I want those that respond. See, it takes men and women of great courage and faith to step out on front line. It takes men and women of courage to acknowledge, it's me, oh Lord, I'm standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, I'm struggling. Come on. It's me, oh Lord, I've had a bad day today, but I'm coming to you. I said something I shouldn't have said, but I'm coming to you with a repentant heart. Come on. I said, and I got this, our doors open for you. Doors open to the pure in heart. Come on. I said, this is why God said, I kept you when the enemy, amen, when your own enemy was consumed because of the pureness of your heart. I've given you the keys. Lord, help us tonight. Help us this morning. Help us this day, wherever you are. I said, God said, I'm giving you the keys of David. Come on. And I'm opening doors. Come. I say, I'm opening the way. I'm making the way easy for you now. I say, this is the year for the remnant. This is the year for the men and women of God. God said, I want to make it easy for you. Amen. Because, see, many of you, amen, those of you that understand the things of the kingdom, you understand how it can go through hardship. That's why when troubled times come, this is not to get us along, because we understand hard times. I'm not abundantly big, coach. We understand, amen, rough roads. Come on, somebody. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the rough roads. Come on. Thank God that all things are working together for the good of those that love the Lord. I feel my help coming on now. God, I thank you. I thank you now, God, for moving in the behalf of your people and giving them the open doors. I say the key to the door, the key to your house. The Lord said, I want to release them to you tonight. I need you to call that number. Call that number. Come on. Call that number, 347-843-4559. I said, God wants to give you the keys. Come on. I want to give you access. Come on. How many know that we are the just? And the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. He's talking to the church. Come on. Amen. The enemy is trying to fight against the church. But you cannot fight against the church. Hallelujah. I say the foundation is solid. Come on. I don't care what you're trying to do. The church will always be the church. Come on. I say, I don't care what the adversary try to do. I say church will always be a part of the kingdom. Come on, somebody. That's one aspect of it. Come on, somebody. So you can't kill that. So what the thing that we need to do, we need to build the church. Come on. I said, God, I want to build the church. Come on. I want to build the church. We are the church in the kingdom. And upon this rock, I hear the Lord say, I want to build my church. Come on. I said, you are the rock. You are the one that stood. Huh? I said, you are the one that stood in the midst of the famine. I'm there. My body didn't know where your next bread was coming from, but you held on to God. Huh? Didn't know where your next meal was coming from, but you trust God anyhow. I want you to know that this is the season and the time that God is moving for you. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the works, come on. Jesus said, I know thy works. Come on. I know thy works. And behold, huh? I know my works. I know when the Lord is speaking. I know, amen, is it the Lord that is talking to us tonight? I know, hallelujah, that the Lord is giving me keys. Come on. I say, I know I need somewhere to stay. God want to give you keys. You need your own business. Many of you are entrepreneurs. God said, I want to give you the key to your business. Come on. I want to give you the access to it. Come on. I want to touch and agree with you. I want to open the portals for you in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it for him now in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, behold, I know thy work. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Huh? I don't know who this is for. Lord, I thank you. The Lord is saying, I have set before thee an open door. It seems as though, amen, you've been between a rock and a hard place. Come on. But tonight is your night. Today is your day. I say the Lord is saying to you, I'm giving you keys now. Amen. Remember that keys give us access to doors. Come on. Keys give us access to opportunities. Come on. I said, God, I want to give you opportunity. But those of you remember, you got to be ready for this opportunity. Come on. Because right now, for many of you, amen, this is going to be a chance of a lifetime. Huh? I said, God, you can't afford to miss this opportunity. You can't afford to miss this chance. Hallelujah. I said, this is the chance of a lifetime. Hallelujah. I said, God, I'm giving you the key. What? How? Are God giving you the key? You have not even been to the school of theology to get these keys. I've been to the school of neology. Come on, believers. I said, don't let nobody take away from you what God has given you. I said, I those of you that pray, come on. I said, see, those that really know God, they know it's through prayer. It takes prayer. I said, prayer is the key. Come on. And faith will unlock the door. Lord, I thank you for your presence here tonight. And God, I give you glory. I give you glory for your people here tonight in the name of Jesus. I know thy work. I know it. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. And no man can shut it. I don't care what they do. Listen, don't worry about a thing. It doesn't matter what they're doing against you. It don't matter what's been said. Come on. God say, I've opened a door. And no man can shut it. God does it. When God does a thing, God does it all by himself. When God say, amen, that settles it. It is what it is. Come on. We got to learn how to believe God at his word. Is there anybody, any radio listeners? Come on. I say, is anybody listening to us tonight? Is there anybody listening to us tonight? Glory be to God. I want you to know, hallelujah, that the Lord say, I've set before you an open door. Lord, I receive it for myself. Come on. I receive. See, one thing I'm learning, amen, you can be first partaker. I'm calling, amen, those of you that minister the word to be first partaker. I'm setting before you an open door. I prophesy to myself. I say, God said, prophesy to yourself. Huh? I say, I've set before the open door. Come on. I've set before you that door of the house. Come on. I'm going to give you a door of utterance. Come on. I'm going to give you the door of opportunity. I've opened the door. Come on. I'm favoring you in that door. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hando. Rebanda lebeso. Rebanda la banda la bosa ka. Rebanda. I've given you the key, says the Lord thy God. I say, I've given you the key. No, my sister, no, it's not for your sister, it's not for your brother, it's not for your best friend, it's not for your boyfriend. God said, I'm giving you the key. See, I tell the people of God, we have to know who carries the keys. I say, there is an apostolic release in the kingdom of God for such a time as this. And I want you to know that God said, I'm giving my keys to my remnant. I say, I'm going to prove myself upon this earth realm, because if I don't do it, it won't get done for many of you. Come on. I am the Lord thy God, and I'm touching the heart of kings. I'm touching the heart of queens. I'm putting your name in people that you never would have imagined. I say, there's people that are going to seek you out that don't even know you. Come on. I say, God said, I ain't opening doors. I feel a praise right there. Woo! My. Rebanda la la banda la la bando se reba se kele de so reba so po la bando di di posata and I open doors. Lord, I thank you. I've set before you an open door. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And no man can shut it. No man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength. Come on. See, God knows everything. He knows. He's seen your faithfulness. God has seen your faithfulness. Come on. He said, I've seen your strength. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. I had a little strength. Amen. You got a little strength. Come on. You went through the process. Come on. You kept the faith. Come on. You held on when others gave up. I say, with your little strength. Come on, somebody. I tell the people, amen, they like to talk about little. But I want you all to know that little is much when God is in it. I want you to know that little is much when God is in it. I say, when God used little, anytime God did a miraculous move, he will always use little. Amen. Don't allow the works of the flesh. Don't allow man to get in the way of what God just said. I said, God said, little is much when God is in it. Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for the movement of your spirit. I thank you for the radio listeners that are responding. I thank you for those that are trusting you at your word. I thank you, God, for men and women in high places. I thank you, God, for the elevation that you're taking your people to. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that we trust you. I said, with your little strength, God said, amen, you stay faithful. Come on, with your little, it's in the word, come on. I said, it's in the word, come on. Glory be to God. Hala bande de be kosha. And he said, has a little strength and has kept my word. Do you hear that? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They kept the word of the Lord in spite of all they was going through, in spite of what was going on. There's such a turbulence in this earth realm. Hear me, believers. Amen. There's a turbulence, glory be to God, that is coming in this earth realm. Many will not be able to survive it because they have not submitted to God. But those of you that have been faithful to the call, those of you that survive on broken pieces, I want you to know that the Lord is moving in your behalf. I want you to know that the Lord is making a way for you now. I want you to know that this is the season and the time the doors are opening. This is not the season and the time for you to fret. Come on. That's for the world system. Come on. I said, you have seen the hand of God move for you. You have seen the hand of God make ways for you in the wilderness. You have seen God make a river in the desert. I want you to know this is the time of shouting. I don't care what bridge fall down. Come on, somebody. I don't care what salami come up. I don't care what happened on this side. Hallelujah. We will yet give God a praise. We will yet give God praise. Come on. I said we will yet exalt our God. I feel the glory of the Lord here. And the glory of the Lord fill the temple. I said, and the glory of the Lord fill the temple. And the glory of the Lord fill the temple. Oh, God, we thank you for your presence here tonight. I thank you for those that are responding under the sound of my voice. I thank you for the radio listeners. I thank you, God, for moving in the behalf, hallelujah, of the men and the women of God that are listening to this telecast, to this broadcast. Those that will call in and trust you at your word. Come on. And recognize they're in the midst of the open doors. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Has a little strength and has kept my word and has not denied my name. Come on. In spite of all you go through, you yet trust God. Somebody need to give God a praise right there. Come on. Somebody need to give God a praise right there. I say, God said, amen, he inhabit the praises of his people. Ekana lebandu, sekala lebe usa, lebandi lebe kushata. Thank you for your presence, God. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, let's worship the Lord tonight. Come on, give God praise tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God wants to move in your behalf. God wants to cause us to celebrate in the midst of the open door. Come on, come on. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice? Hallelujah. Know that it was the grace of God that got you to this place. I want you to know now that this is your time and your season that God is bringing you before open doors. Hallelujah. Open the doors. God said, I'm opening the doors for you now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For those of you that has not denied my name, behold, I will make of them a synagogue. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his presence here tonight. I thank God for those of you under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Those of you that desire prayer, I want you to call in for prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless God for his presence here tonight. I bless God for those of you that responded to the word. Know this, believer, that this is the season and the time of open doors. This is the time that God wants to move in your behalf. This is the time that you got to trust God even when you can't trace him. This is the season, amen, that we got to give God all our praise. Come on. I say, God said, I inhabit the praises of my people. Hallelujah. Those that will praise me. Those that will lift me up. Hallelujah. God, as he said, if I be lifted up, we thank you, God. Amen. We lift you up now in the midst of this open opportunities, open doors that you have set before us. I thank you for these men and women of God understanding that this is the year of the door. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you for your presence now. We are the just believers, and the just shall live by faith. If you furnish the faith, God said, I want to produce my glory. I want to produce my glory as you begin to, amen, hear me, amen, obey me, hallelujah, hallelujah, that I may move in your behalf, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your presence right now, in Jesus' name. Radio listeners, amen, those of you under the sound of my voice, I want you to dial that number, hallelujah. Once again, the number is 347, hallelujah, 843-4559. Amen. Callers, amen. Under my voice, I want you to dial in. Amen. The intercessors are here to pray for you, to stand in the gap with you. Glory be to God. Whatever petition that you have for the Lord, amen. God wants to move in your behalf. God, I thank you. I thank you for your presence here tonight. I thank you for responding for the people. Do it for them, God, not me, because I believe God. Come on. I believe you. I will stand on your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there are some people, God, that need you to manifest yourself for them now. Hallelujah. And as they come by faith, we remember, believers, the just shall live by faith. Amen. You got to come on. Amen. And let God, amen, answer your request in Jesus' name. That number, once again, is 347-843-4559. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight. Amen. For his presence. Hallelujah. Thank God for those of you, those that did respond, those that did chime in, those that understand, hallelujah, the things of the kingdom and responding to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Understand, amen, anytime that there's a door is an entrance. Hallelujah. There's an opening for somebody. There's a job opening that God has just for you. Can't nobody get it but you. Come on. I say that door is open for you. Lord, I thank you for the door for my sister. I thank you for the door for my brother, that man. Hallelujah. Amen. They got laid off his job. Don't know how he's going to take and feed his family. I'm asking your Father that you make a way for him. I thank you for the door. I say the door of opportunity. And I pray, God, that you will cause him to even make more money on this new job that he was making on the old job. I know you as a miracle worker, and I know you, God. I know you, God, and I know you can, and I know you will. Let him testify of your power. Let him bring back to remember this night, this morning, this evening, amen, as he chimed into this broadcast, as he heard the sound of the Holy Ghost. Know that God have already gone before you, my brother. The Lord have already gone before you, my sister. Come on. I say the door is opening. Somebody, there's a door for school. I just heard the Lord say, I'm giving you an opportunity to go back to school. I'm favoring you even in the school system. That's an open door for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank God for his presence here tonight. I thank you, God, for the porter. Come on. I say, God, say, there's an open porter. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give God the glory. Come on. We thank God for the doors. Come on. Even the exit. Some of you, amen, somebody, you're getting ready to exit out. There's a door that God said, all I just exit out it. Come on. It's your season and your time to let it go and move forward. I say exit out the door. Come on, somebody. I say get on out the way. Sometimes, amen, God can't move in our place, so we get out the way. Come on. I say God want to show you who your God is. Come on, somebody. So just get out the way. I say move out the way. Exit out the way. Exit. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, amen, God has given us the power. And he said, whatever the soul of your feet prayer that have I given unto thee, glory be to God. So therefore, if you go in there, amen, God have given you access. access. Glory be to God. But if he say exit, amen, he's taking his grace and he's taking his blessing off the place because he's calling you now to exit out. Somebody say, God said exit out, and I'm calling you to your next level. Woo, glory be to God. We thank God for the doors that are opening. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for these men and women of God that understanding the timing. I love the children of Issachar. They was able to discern the timing. I want you all to know, huh, if I be a woman of God, this is the timing. This God will prove himself. For those of you, amen, that have been faithful to the call, those of you, amen, that are trusting God against all the odds, come on, hallelujah, that love him in spite of the circumstance and the situation, even during the time of rejection, you still trust God. Come on, I said, God said, now I'm opening the doors and the gates of opportunity for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the door. We give God the glory. Come on, hallelujah. I just seen a French door open. Come on. I said, God said, I'm opening double doors. Somebody walking into a double door. Be aware of the doors that you walk in with Jesus. Amen. When you get to a door, hallelujah, God is going to minister to many of you as you get to the door. Amen. When you get to a place, amen, many of you, amen, when you step into a place, amen, the door just go automatically open. God said, if you would go there, I'm automatically touching the heart of those in high places that they're responding to the sound that you're able to walk through the door. I'm talking about major doors. I feel the glory of the Lord being. Hala bande. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Let's stand upon our watch, intercessors and prayer warriors. Come on. Stand upon your watch. Hey. Hallelujah. And see what the Lord will do. Huh? I say stand upon your watch. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God the glory tonight. I honor you all, amen, that responded to the sound of the Holy Ghost. I thank you all once again. Listen here. I want you to tune in next Monday. Amen. That's the third Monday. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Geraldine will be back on the radio. Glory be to God. I need you all to call in. Amen. If you're under the sound of my voice, I want you to call in. Amen. The number is 347-843-4559. Hallelujah. We thank God for his presence here tonight. I thank God for those of you, amen, that responded to the sound. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want you to know authorization. God is authorizing you, amen, to go to the next phase, amen, the next place in the kingdom of God, the next opportunity on your job. The door has opened for you to elevate in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to God. Remember, believers, amen, we're on. Hallelujah. Every Apostle Geraldine, the Just to Live by Faith broadcast, we're here live. I'm live on the radio, so let's make it consistent. I need to know under the sound of my voice who's listening. Amen. Just call in, say, amen, it's me listening. And I will be able to hear the sound of your voice and respond to the Holy Ghost. Come on. I need you to respond by faith. How many know that the just shall live by faith? My God from Zion. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for those of you that responded tonight. Amen. The word of the Lord is alive. Hallelujah. He says word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that he has sent it out to do. And God, I thank you that your word, amen, is not going out void. I thank you for those that are responding to your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Until we meet again. Amen. That's next Monday, amen, at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Amen. Wherever you are, Central time, amen, it's 7 p.m., but Eastern time is 8 p.m. Glory be to God. This is Apostle Geraldine Clark. Amen. I'm on Facebook Live. Hear me, believers. I'm on Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday at 5 p.m. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, I want you to dial that number. Hear me. I want you to dial that number. Glory be to God. I want to prophesy. I want to speak into your life. Glory be to God. I want to stand in the gap for you. Glory be to God. This is the night, amen, that the Lord say, I want to open doors, gates, and windows for those that are responding. Glory be to God. So therefore, even after we leave this radio broadcast, if you hear this sound, amen, you can dial in for prayer, amen, on my personal line. Glory be to God. That's 772-979-2332. Those of you that need prayer, Amen. When this broadcast is over, glory be to God, you can dial 772-979-2332. Or you may, amen, message me on Facebook, the Geraldine, C-L-A-R-K-E. Hallelujah. Also, you can cash out, amen, Geraldine, C-L-A-R-K-21. Hallelujah. I bless God once again for this opportunity to come before such great people. Hallelujah. I thank God for all you men, women of God, all you creeds, all nationalities, all colors, all origins. I thank God, amen, for the kingdom. Hallelujah. The kingdom is without observation. And I thank you, God, that those that are responding that I have never seen, but they're responding by faith now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we'll forever give you glory. We'll forever give you honor. We'll forever give you praise for the open door that you have set before them today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Remember, radio listeners, that we are the just, and the just shall live by faith. God bless you.
Amen, amen, Apostle. Thank you so much for the powerful words tonight and encouragement. This is going to just joining us. This is the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast with Apostle Geraldine Clark. We are so excited, as she mentioned earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, she's on every second and third Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Straight to the Point. I love it. Amen. We thank you so much, Apostle, for that time as well. Apostle, we've got one hand up. We're gonna bring that one person on. Then we're gonna also get a prayer request in as well. On top of that, but I'm gonna bring in Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, you are on with Apostle tonight. How you doing, Sister? God bless you.
I'm doing well. I enjoy it.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I enjoyed the service. It was just a blessing coming from the Lord. It was a blessing.
Glory. Hallelujah. I believe. Amen. This is Sharon. Amen. That this is the season and this is the time for those that are responding by faith. And because of your obedience tonight, amen, there's a major breakthrough getting ready to happen in your life. You hear me? God said, I'm turning things around and I'm going to turn things in your favor. You hear me? I told the people this is the year, amen, that God I didn't say man, I said God himself is moving on the behalf of his people. So whatever it is, whatever petition that we put before the Lord in this season and in this time, God is here to answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And know this, amen, that which concerns you, I want you to give God praise now. That what you've been had on your heart, just give God thanks right there where you're at. Come on. Lord, I thank you. Come on.
Lord,
because the Lord have met you here tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
And there will be a rest and there will be a peace of knowing that the Lord have set before you that open door. Glory, hallelujah. I thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for those of you that are responding. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is there another specific area that you want us to touch this night, Sharon?
Well, yes, just basically in health and wellness and my finances, and that'll be all, in family.
Amen. Are you a tithe?
Amen. Yes, I am.
Okay. Amen. Because I believe, amen, that we are to tithe. Amen. He said we give our tithes and our offering that he will rebuke, and that's what he said, the devourer for your sake. Come on. And I decree and I declare. That which has been eating up your finances. I pray that the wisdom of God will rest upon you now. See, I teach the people of God, amen, that we got to learn this season and time how to walk in the wisdom of God, how to walk in the and hear the voice of God. Come on, amen. If you're going to walk in open doors, amen, you got to be sensitive to the voice of God. Come on. See, the enemy, amen, he likes to suck up our finances, glory be to God, and tie them up. But God said, you're going to get a breakthrough in your finances. Come on. I said, the Lord's saying, tonight I'm going to give you a breakthrough to let you know that you're at the right place at the right time. I said, we're dismantling lack and not enough in your life. Come on. I said, God said, I want to give you, you give us power to get wealth. The thing is, Sister Sharon, we don't exercise what God gives us. There's so many, there's talents in you. What kind of work do you do?
I work with children. I'm a preschool teacher.
Uh-huh. Amen. God wants to advance us in the kingdom of God. God wants us to take on, amen, opportunity and dare to make a difference. Come on. He wants us to grow into a larger place. Come on. He wants us to establish our own business. Come on. You have the power. Mm-hmm. You have the potential. Come on. You have the favor. Glory be to God. I said, you just got to be willing to walk through the next door. Come on. There's another door of establishment that God will want to take you in, but we can't be afraid of this, of stepping out in God. Now, because this earth system, hear me, say the local and the global system is going to crash. But if we're connected with God, we'll be already in our right place. Hey, hala, I declare that you will begin to dream. And I said you will dream big. Come on. I say the entrepreneur anointing. Hallelujah. I say the favor of God will rest upon you, great woman of God. Hallelujah. I say your life will never be the same after this night. There will be a determination. Come on. There will be double doors. Come on. Mm-hmm. There will be, amen, doors, amen, of opportunity that come before. God's going to favor you even in your workplace. Hala bandelebisa. I said God will favor you to rise up into a new place. Amen. Don't be afraid to shift and don't be afraid to move, huh? Because the Lord said, I'm setting before thee open doors. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your healing hand upon her. Healing her, God. Amen. From the inside out. Amen. Mm-hmm. For man looks on the outward appearance, but God, I want you to heal the inner man. Come on. That which she have not spoken to nobody. I let your healing hand rest upon her now in the name of Jesus. And God, I give you glory. I believe the report of the Lord. Come on. I want you to know, Sharon, that he was wounded for your transgression. Come on. I thank God for his mercy and his grace. His sins, our sins. He said, I remember our sins no more. We the one keep bringing up our sins. I said, God said, I've sown it in the sea of forgiveness. Why are you keep bringing up those sinful natures? Come on, somebody. I'll heal you from the foundation of the earth. I was wounded for your transgression. You just got to get with people that believe God in spite of circumstances and situations. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. Amen. And for, hey, Hondo, stop. Geraldine Clark. We have prayer on every Monday through Friday at noonday. Hallelujah. We have midnight prayer every Monday through Friday. I say we're praying. See, prayer changes things. Hondo, prayer change thing. I see, amen, you are an elite warrior. Come on. And as you begin to allow the Holy Ghost, come on, to take you up into this new level, I see a new opportunity, a new door for you. Walk in it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hala, mandele deosa. I say there's an elite warrior in you. I say, I mean deep. Come on, somebody. That you're not, you're not fearful. Come on. I said, we ain't scared. We ain't never scared. Come on. We believe God. Hallelujah. And the report we will only believe is of God. And with his stripes, you're healed.
We are healed.
You are healed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you believe God tonight?
I believe him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Did this word touch you tonight?
Yes, this word has touched me.
Okay. Now I want you to, amen, pour back into the anointing. Come on. Pour back into that anointing. Come on. Amen. And watch God. Come on. See, what happens then when you plant a seed, you're putting a seed on, you're making a deposit. Come on, my God. And I can tell by the spirit, by the connection in the realm of the spirit, come on, that you're tapping into dunamis power. Hondo. This seed that will leave your hand, but it won't leave your life. Hondo. That is Gerald G. Clark, 21.
Okay.
Are you with me, Sharon?
Yes.
Amen. Were you able to get the information?
Yes.
Hallelujah. My God, I thank you for your presence here tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God, amen, for those of you, amen, that are responding to the word of the Lord. And don't forget, amen, I'll be back next week, Monday, amen, at 8 p.m. Eastern time and 7 p.m. Central time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for you, great woman of God. Amen. You're going to rest good tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The sooner you release that seed, the sooner you're going to start about you're going to start having visitations too. Huh? You're making a deposit on your neck. Do you believe God?
I believe him.
Amen. All right. Remember that the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Looking forward to hearing from you. Amen. You're on Facebook as well.
Yes, I should be.
Amen. Well, I'll respond back to you and let you know, amen, that I received. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Great.
And then you have your cell phone number as well?
Yes. 772-979. 2332.
That's 772-979-2332.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you, woman of God.
All right. God bless you, great woman of God. You can dial that number, too. Amen.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Sarah. God bless you. Thank you so much, Apostle. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point broadcast tonight with our wonderful host tonight is Apostle Geraldine Clark from the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're just excited about that. We're so excited. Once again, we're on Apostles with us on every second and third Mondays, guys, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network with Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores G. Henderson. Amen. What a wonderful night, Apostle. Wonderful time.
Praise God.
And ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we want you to share this out. As you hear this on internet and on the network, please share this out to your platforms as well. You'll never know who will be blessed by the words of the Lord tonight. Amen. So we thank God for the woman of God tonight, Apostle Geraldine Clark.
Amen. Hallelujah. If anybody has dialed that number, amen. Time is on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
747-843-43-45-459.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless God for you, great man of God.
Amen. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, that you can follow Apostle Clark on Facebook. Her Facebook page is under Geraldine Clark, so please go there as well to contact her for prayer. If you have a praise report, if you have a comment there or request there, do that as well on her Facebook page, Geraldine Clark, Apostle Geraldine Clark. Thank you so much, Apostle, for your time tonight. What a great time. What a great way to kick off the week. We're just excited about what God is doing. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, remember, as Dr. Henderson would say, remember to always out love, out serve, and out forgive each other. Remember that Jesus is Lord. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a spiritual war. Don't forget to put that armor on. Get to work. In Jesus' name.
That's
amen.
Right.
All right. Apostle, thank you so much for being on the Point today. Amen. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you, everybody. Take care. Amen. Amen. This means war, folks. Get your war gear on. Amen.
While I pray, no matter the attack, I won't come back. to sing. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your craft. Break out your words. You're going to break out some praise. Last time. Somebody clap your hands. It's a wrap. That's all you got. That's all you got.
Prophet Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, your host tonight, with Apostle Jordy Clark of the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. We'll see you next time on the network. God bless. Have a great rest of the evening, and also have a great rest of the week. God bless you now. Take care. We'll see you. Bye.